If you're talking about it,
it's always about the money. Everything else is just conversation.
We're talking about it.
No excuses. Just find a way to get it done.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
Time of the morning, Paul J. and Chris, 8:39. We got some defragging from the from the debates. I don't want to jump into that right away. I got plenty of time to talk about, especially Trump seemingly unhappy with a bunch of stuff. We'll get to that in a minute. You watch TV? You do watch TV, right?
I do watch TV. Yeah.
You watching any new shows this year?
I'm already watching Bull, and I'm already watching Designated Survivor, which I thought was pretty good. That's got Kiefer Sutherland
in it. What's Bull?
Bull is about a guy that helps pick juries. He's a psychologist, and they hire him to choose juries, and it's kind of interesting the process they go through. But I'm starting to wonder what they'll do after four or five episodes to make it different.
Yeah.
Because every time it's just going to be a guy, you know, psychoanalyzing a jury.
Okay. Five new series, top 10 million same day viewers.
Okay.
Right? Number one, Bull.
Oh, good.
CBS is Bull. Yeah. Maybe they won't cancel the show on you after 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like they do every
that,
year.
That happens to me every single year. I really get into something, especially those ones where the story is supposed to go throughout the entire year.
Yeah.
And then they cancel it after six episodes.
What the heck happened?
And a lot of times they'll wrap it up in an episode that they just made up at the last second.
Yeah.
And I hate that.
So Bull, 15.6 million.
Oh, not bad.
They say over 10 million.
Now, the guy who stars in Bull, until recently, he'd been for years on the show NCIS, and so he's already got a built-in audience of people who know him, and it's on CBS.
And I'm not one of them.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. They say 10 million. Do 10 million, you're gold.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So Kevin Can Wait was second.
Okay. I've seen Kevin Can Wait twice now, and I didn't think it was funny either time.
Yeah, I haven't.
Which is bad because it's a comedy.
So I haven't seen Bull at 15.6.
Yeah.
That's on Tuesday. Kevin Can Wait, 11.1 million on Monday. And MacGyver, they're bringing that back?
Yeah, and I saw that. And it was
10.7 million on Friday.
It was okay. I don't think it had quite the impact that it did 30 years ago.
I find myself watching NBC a lot.
Mm-hmm.
NBC's This Is Us, it's Tam's favorite show, and I like it too. 10.1 million on Tuesday.
I think we recorded that, but we haven't watched it yet.
It's at the end, you got to watch it all the way through
now,
because in both of the first two, at the final 5 minutes, you're going, what the?
Okay, and I read this morning, This Is Us has already been extended for a full season. They've ordered an entire season because it's already doing so well.
Yeah, it's good. And then the other one that did over 10 million, Designated Survivor.
Oh, good, 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 good.
Designated Survivor did 10 million on Wednesday, and the biggest delayed viewing lift, 15.3 million by Saturday. So a lot of people recorded it, watched it later.
Do you know the gist of it?
Yeah, I've watched it.
Whenever there's a State of the Union address, because the president and his entire cabinet and all the or most of the Supreme Court justices and the entire Congress are all in one room, just in case there is a disaster of some sort, they always take one cabinet member and they secure them someplace else, like in the basement of some other building.
Yeah.
And he's the designated survivor. Well, on this particular show,
He's
the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. And as a matter of fact, the president that morning asked him to resign because he didn't want him to be in his second term. To be to be in the cabinet in his second term. So he says that he will resign, but before he has a chance to do that, they choose him as the designated survivor.
They have to. He's the only one left.
Then somebody bombs the Capitol building and kills everybody, and all of a sudden he's the president of the United States.
And now it looks like next week, watching the previews, that they're going to start grilling him on that. Weren't you fired? Shouldn't you step down?
Yeah. It'll be a little bit like 24 because Kiefer Sutherland's in it, but it'll be... it'll have a lot of Secret Service guys doing the stuff that Jack Bauer used to.
Yeah. Okay, here are the ones that they thought would be big hits.
Okay.
But ain't happening.
All right.
ABC's Notorious. Don't know what that is. 5.4 million viewers.
You know, here's how great it was. I remember we saw that, and I don't remember what it was about.
Fox's Pitch.
Oh, I saw Pitch.
4.2 million.
Pitch is about a female who becomes the first major the first female Major League Baseball player.
Oh, I might have watched that.
And it's
looks like you better watch it quickly.
It's
Chris.
It's okay, but in the first show, they already had her father was the one that was pushing her to get to the major leagues and mm-hmm. taught her how to throw the screwball and stuff like that. And I guess he gets killed in a car wreck, so it's already getting a little over dramatic for me.
Yeah. And then The Exorcist, which David Allen was looking so forward to watching,
yeah,
only did 2.9 million.
Yeah.
It was the week's least watched network debut. Oh,
is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. I have someone at home who will not turn that show on.
Yeah.
Because she does not like horror movies.
I got one of those, too.
Or TV shows, either.
Yeah. In cable, Stars Power capped the table. Top-rated third season with 2 million same-day viewers. HBO's mm-hmm. Ballers.
Didn't see that.
Did well. USA's Mr. Robot. Followed by Falling Water, a new drama, did 500,000.
Oh, is it about architecture?
I have no idea. Oh, it could be, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Falling Water.
Falling
first
Water.
Made famous by Frank Lloyd Wright.
Exactly.
I've always wanted to move there because there's a stream that runs through the house. Say it's the 8 o'clock hour, and it's time to be caller number 6 and be qualified for the drawing for a great Hawaii trip.
Oh, yeah. The telephone number to call right now and be caller number 6 at 336-3711, 336-3711. Okay, we need caller number 6 right now. If you are caller number 6 at 336-3711, you qualify to win that trip to Hawaii to see the Broncos play the Warriors.
Trip for two, contest sponsored by Hayden Homes. 25 years of building memories in your home for Boise State. 670 KBOI.
You heard what happened yesterday in El Cajon, California, didn't you?
Yet another shooting of a black man.
By police. Police said they received a call from the man's sister saying he was not acting like himself,
yep,
walking into traffic and endangering himself and motorists.
Mm-hmm.
Two police officers approached the man and told him to take his hand out of his pants pocket, police said. The man did not respond to the instructions and at one point rapidly drew an object from his front pants pocket, placed both hands together and extended them rapidly toward the officer, taking up what appeared to be a shooting stance, police said.
And I'm looking at a picture of that, and that's exactly what it looks like he's doing.
Now, here's the interesting part. At that point, one officer got out his taser and discharged it at the man. The other officer took out his pistol and shot the man several times. The man was transported to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. A witness to the shooting provided a cell phone video that police say supports their version of events. And that video has not yet been released, but if they're smart, they'll be like the people in Tulsa and release that today. Yeah. Dozens of protesters gathered at the scene of the shooting, chanting Black Lives Matter and Hands Up, Don't Shoot, according to the Associated Press. And, you know, that's going to happen regardless of whether they've seen the video or not.
Mm-hmm. And it's still, all they say is they recovered an object. They're not saying if the object was a gun.
You know,
apparently it was not, or they would have said it was.
But the thing that I guess that they keep protesting about is they say that, you pull over a black guy or approach a black guy for any particular reason. And if he's got his hands in his pockets and pulls them out, he's likely to get shot for that. Whereas you'd go up to a white guy and he could put his hands in every one of his pockets and pull out everything he's got. And you'd still just look at him and go, what's he doing?
Yeah.
But nobody would shoot him.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know that that's necessarily the case, but, the way these things are reported in the news, it's starting to seem that way.
The woman who called the police said, you guys killed my brother in front of me. Why couldn't you guys tase him? Why?
And the one did, but the other one had the gun instead of the taser.
I don't know. Police have not been able to confirm whether she's actually related to the victim. As a result, police have not released the name of the man. El Cajon residents are encouraged to be patient as investigators look into the shooting per county protocol. Davis, the police chief, said El Cajon police would not release the video footage collected from witnesses and local businesses until the district attorney has a chance to look at it first.
Yeah, and just to maintain peace in the community, I would suggest they do that as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the shooting turns out to be justified or not.
Names of the officers have not been released. They're, by protocol, placed on a 3-day administrative leave. The two have more than 2 decades of experience as police officers. And you're right. It's so weird that one of them would tase the guy and think that it was that level, while the other one shot him, as you said, several times.
Clearly the two of them handled the situation slightly differently.
Yeah, quite a bit differently, actually. I don't know. When I saw this, I went,
well,
but then
you jumped to the conclusion.
Okay.
Now, she said the guy hadn't been acting like himself. Chances are he was having some sort of mental episode.
Right, or he was on drugs.
Yeah, whatever it was. I mean, that could be a mental episode, self-caused.
Yeah.
But when he pulled something, out of his pocket and then took the shooting stance, chances are he was, doing that, what do they call suicide?
Suicide by cop.
Yeah, suicide by cop. So that, I mean, you can't really do anything about it because there are certain times when you're supposed to shoot, and when somebody's actually got a weapon or pretending they do and determined to get themselves killed, they're probably going to get themselves killed.
Yeah. El Cajon, 15 miles outside of San Diego. The crowd gathered and then started dwindling shortly after a news briefing. So we'll find out what happens. We'll come back. We'll talk post-debate stuff in the 9 o'clock hour. It's 8:56. The Newsbreakers next.
If you're talking about it,
it's always about the money. Everything else is just conversation.
We're talking about it.
No excuses. Just find a way to get it done.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back. KBOI News Time, 9:06. Paul J. and Chris.
This is kind of interesting. The Monday night was the debate, and most everybody watched it. A few people I know didn't because they said they would get all of the details either from the morning news shows or from Facebook or from Twitter, and that's true.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder what's more important. I mean, what you thought when you watched the video or what you hear the next day. I mean, when you watch the debate or what you hear the next day. The big story coming out of Monday's debate wasn't who won or who lost. It was why the heck was Donald Trump sniffing all night?
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently the entire country was mistaken. He was not sniffing.
Yesterday, he was sniffing.
Well, according to him, he wasn't. Yesterday, he went on his free publicity generator, otherwise known as Fox and Friends, and said, no, no sniffles. No, the mic was very bad, but maybe it was good enough to hear breathing, but there were no sniffles.
That is baloney.
I mean, it was like this. And what's funny is if you heard Rush Limbaugh this morning, every time he said the word Trump, he went,
mm-hmm.
So, he's having fun with that.
See, and here's the deal. We had a caller yesterday. I mean, everything is a big conspiracy with a lot of people, and he said that the mic was intentionally bad. The mic sounded fine to me. Mm-hmm. You could see him sniff. He stopped talking and he sniffed. You could see him sniff.
Yeah.
So, but besides that, who cares?
Well,
I mean, who cares?
He shouldn't have tried to tell people he wasn't sniffing because he obviously was.
Yeah. I mean, you could see it.
And by the next morning, he should have watched the video of the
showing him sniffing.
Yeah. Of the debate.
But here's the deal. If people say that the whole thing was rigged, which is a crock, why didn't Trump's people do something about it?
I don't know.
I mean, both.
I don't know.
Both parties get. Everybody checks everything.
Right. There were no
before
breaks.
These things start.
There were no breaks in the middle of the debate. So once he started sniffing, he was on stage. At his own microphone.
Right.
But yeah, good point. If he was doing that beforehand, which maybe he wasn't, maybe just nobody noticed. But it was kind of weird because he said He came out before the debate, you know, when they did the microphone check, and he says, my microphone was fantastic. I had a great quality microphone.
Oh, so that,
and then he says he came out later, and during the debate, his microphone was bad. And I thought, well, what was bad about it? I mean, we could hear everything you said, but he said the people in the auditorium couldn't hear him, which I don't exactly believe, because a couple of times they, you know, gave him an ovation when they weren't supposed to.
Yeah, they sure did.
And that's when Lester Holt had to keep telling him to stop doing that. He said, I have to admonish the audience.
Yeah.
But then, to go on the next day and say, no, I wasn't sniffing is just strange, because he said, I had a terrible microphone, but apparently it was picking up my breathing. So it was a bad microphone, but picked up a lot of sound, which is, by the way, what they're supposed
to
do.
Well, did you miss a word that he said?
No.
I didn't either.
No. But I wasn't in the studio audience.
Well, okay,
but
so
again,
that's
it didn't
200
matter the
people.
Yeah, there were 80 million people watching on TV.
And bless you.
Yeah.
Well, your mic picked that up, by the way.
And by the way, I just sneezed.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do not deny it. I just sneezed because, I don't know, I sneeze about every time, this morning about it, just about every day.
Yeah.
Because of something that goes on in here. I'm not even sure what it is.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of stuff.
Well, in the early morning, we keep the door open in the studio. And then people start arriving, and the door gets closed. And for some reason, I start to sneeze.
Well.
I think I'm allergic to a closed door.
Probably. No, we probably need to change the
filters and the
filters
air conditioner.
Yeah. I'm guessing it's been a while.
But then there was the thing yesterday. Trump also mentioned, because Hillary Clinton had said that he referred to a woman as Miss Piggy because she had gained weight. Well, it turns out that was the Miss Universe from Venezuela, Alicia Machado.
Yeah. Well, they named her.
She is now a U.S. citizen. But yes, she was Miss Universe. But see, she had a contract for personal appearances after winning Miss Universe.
Yep.
And part of the contract, she's supposed to remain svelte.
Svelte.
Yeah. And she
funny, I was going to say svelte.
Yeah, when she won the contest, she weighed about 110. And then according to Trump, a couple of months later, she weighed about 160 or 170. And so he was angry that she was in breach of contract. But again, you can probably be angry at someone without referring to them as Miss Piggy or talking about their appearance whatsoever.
Exactly. I mean, it's not nice to say Miss Piggy.
No, unless you're, you know, Kermit.
Talking about,
yeah.
The real Miss Piggy.
And he's not. He's not
Kermit. No. So, I mean, a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff.
Yeah. You hear about the guy that was busted in Auburn, Washington yesterday? He was in the carpool lane. And, of course, in the carpool lane, all you have to have is two people in the car.
Right.
But if you're by yourself, you can't drive in the carpool lane or you get a ticket for apparently $136. Well, he didn't have a passenger. But he had a huge, see that what I did there?
Dog.
He had a huge cardboard cutout of Donald Trump's head in the passenger seat. And when the trooper realized he was looking at Donald Trump, he stopped the car.
Yeah, people do that. You know, they bring mannequins, a lot of other stuff. Just
teddy bears.
Yeah, and if you've ever been in the traffic down there, you might do it too.
Well, yeah, and the only place I've been in those lanes is near Washington, D.C. And if you're not in those lanes and it's rush hour, you won't rush.
Yeah. Yeah,
you
that's
can,
true.
You can listen to an awful lot of radio during your commute near their big cities.
Yeah. One of the things that came out of the, well, outside of the obvious conservative mistrust of the entire news media, is the fact that so many of the polls that were not taken by mainstream news media have Trump doing pretty well in the debate.
Mm-hmm. But the ones taken by mainstream news media generally have Hillary Clinton winning.
Yeah, they have Trump with like 27, 29%.
It's basically like everyone has said, depending on what you believe, you know, decide who you trust as your media, mm-hmm. or as your medium.
Yeah. Candidates who have flopped in the first debate, if you let's put Trump in that category, whether mm-hmm. he is or not, but it doesn't seem to be anything that's going to kill off your chances. First debate floppers, Barack Obama, 2012. George W. Bush, 2004. Ronald Reagan,
yeah, after the first,
1984.
Four years ago, after the first presidential debate, most of the media said that Mitt Romney won.
Yep.
And that he didn't, you know, end up winning the election.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bob Meridian wrote in to say, here's another conspiracy for you. Was Hillary being fed information via earpiece? And we had talked about that a few weeks ago when it looked like she was wearing an earpiece of some sort.
Yeah.
But
turned out to be an earring.
This is from yesimright.com, which, you know, as you know, isn't one of the more recognized news medium. But they said that, you know, some people thought that she was. John of Payette says, I didn't watch the debates for the same reason you are talking about them. Give it a break. All I know Clinton is a criminal and should not be running.
Here's the deal. Now, and a lot of people got on Lester Holt, the moderator.
Yeah.
Holt asked Trump five fact-checking questions and Clinton none. Holt interrupted Trump 41 times and Clinton seven. His only question to Clinton about the email scandal was asking if she wanted to respond after Trump brought it up. Now, that's pretty condemning right there, except Trump would not stop talking. So Holt had to interrupt.
Now, another stat is he interrupted Hillary 51 times, but she interrupted him 17. But 17 is one-third of 51.
Yeah. And the whole thing was kind of, what did that guy say that he just wrote in? I knew it was going to happen. I couldn't watch it. KBOI News Time, 9:16. KBOI News Time, 9:22. KBOI Rewards Code, DEBRIEF, D-E-B-R-I-E-F, DEBRIEF. Go to 670kboi.com, enter DEBRIEF, earn today's 5,000 rewards points. All right, we got a couple of phone calls. Let's try to get through them before we hit the break. Let's go to Fred in Napa. Fred, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
This thought hit me yesterday while I was driving to pick up the kids from school, and I didn't call Nate to share it with him, but it's been weighing on my mind. The whole point of debate is to hear what the candidate has to say, right?
Right.
Well, in this day and age of the internet, we already know what the candidates have to say. And so it's no surprise that the mainstream media is going to try and spin Clinton as being the winner of the debate. The people who know who Trump is about and what he has to say, they already know what he's about and what his ideas are. And so I really don't see even what the point of having a debate is when we already know.
You know, we're having a little trouble with your phone, but I tend to agree with you. As Chris and I were saying after the debate, you know, they were who we thought they were.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody's mind was changed by this debate.
Trump acted like he always does. Hillary acted like she always does. Yeah. There was nothing new.
Exactly. When you look at how he did in the Republican primary, he just kept skyrocketing.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's going to happen in these debates. He's going to keep going up. We already know who he is. We already know that he's bombastic. We know that he's braggadocious. But the people who are voting for him are voting for him because they are tired of people like Hillary.
Did you watch the debate, Fred?
I did.
Will you watch the next one?
I called into Nate the day before because he was asking people, you know, what are you hoping to get out of this? And most of his callers said, you know, I'm hoping for like a WWE type of thing. and I actually called and I said, you know, I'm hoping to get something new out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember I was a kid on October 28th, 1980, when Reagan debated Carter. And the other day, C-SPAN actually re-aired that debate. And I used the word eloquent. Because as much as I think that Jimmy Carter was the second worst president in my lifetime, he actually was eloquent when he spoke. He was wrong, but he was eloquent.
Yeah,
and the only thing I remember when I was seven during those debates was my father screaming at the TV, calling Carter every obscenity known to man. And I kind of understand why, because I was doing the same thing on Tuesday night when
Monday,
we were watching, or not Tuesday night, but whenever it was,
Monday
when
night.
I was watching Hillary, you know, and yeah, there were some softball pitches that were thrown to Trump that he could have knocked out of the park,
yep.
Especially when Hillary was saying, you know, we owe, or you owe an apology.
Mm-hmm.
My answer would have been, you owe an apology to Chris Stevens and Ty Woods and the other people who died in Benghazi.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Good stuff.
You know, here was something that I think Trump knows. He didn't fall in the polls at all after this debate, because when Hillary Clinton only has an 11% rating among Americans, you know, only 11% of the country thinks that she's trustworthy. Not that many people are going to be upset if you interrupt her and act like you're mean to her.
Yeah, the
word, a lot of people want to do that same thing.
The word that I heard most often describing Hillary was robotic. And that's kind of true. 9:26.
This is Idaho Talks Live, today at 3. Listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
Hey, the world loves a tango, you know? What I'm talking about. Kind of debriefing the debriefers.
If you're doing the tango and get all tangled up, just tango on.
Yeah. Fox News said that what's not helpful for Donald Trump is getting diverted into side issues. And one of the problems is he feels compelled, I think, to chime in on everything everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
In an interview with Fox and Friends, Trump responded to Hillary having raised his past spat with a former Miss Universe, Alicia Machado. She was the worst we ever had. Now, he shouldn't have said this. She was the worst we ever had, Trump said yesterday. She was the winner, and she gained a massive amount of weight, and it was a real problem. We had a problem with her. He should have just said, yeah, she didn't live up to that's all he had to say.
Gaining
she
weight.
Didn't live up to the contract.
Gaining weight was actually in breach of contract. Mm-hmm. Because
that's all he had to say.
After she won the Miss Universe contest, they had a contract where she was supposed to make a certain number of personal appearances, but also was supposed to keep her appearance basically the same way it was when she won the contest.
Yeah, but saying the worst we ever had,
and
massive amount of weight.
Well, and calling her Miss Piggy is just...
Yeah, Miss Piggy.
That's not going to win you any friends, even if you're right.
Yeah. The Clintons, of course, had Machado available for a press call. The guy at Fox says, I don't think it's effective for Trump in post-debate interviews to say he could have brought up Bill Clinton's infidelities in the debate at Hofstra, but chose not to do it. It was awkward when he said it at the debate, and now it sounds like he's saying it without saying it. If he wants to bring it up in the second debate, fine. But don't bring it up now after everything is over. And we'll talk about some of the mistakes Clinton made in a minute. But first, let's go to the phones and Scotty in Middleton. Scotty, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Funny you brought up about the earpiece. Banner headlines in one of the leading newspapers in Europe, the Daily Express, it shows Hillary wearing an earpiece in her left ear. And also, they've got a photograph taken of her back. And you can see a wire running from the, probably around about the base of her spine, right up into her hairline. I did notice it myself. And
the wire in her back. Now, I'm not defending anything, and I haven't seen the picture. But wireless microphones have wires that, you know, go from, like, your waist up to your back. Whether or not she had a wireless mic, I don't know.
And funny enough, also, she was talking about Donald Trump.
So you're the moderator of...
The next one.
Trump Clinton 2.
Okay.
What do you do differently than Lester Holt?
I will tell you what Anderson Cooper said. Anderson Cooper said, the reason people tune in is to see what the two of them have to say. He says nobody's going to be tuning into the second one to hear what Anderson Cooper has to say. He says, I will ask the question, and then I will let them talk. I will probably not mention if they go overtime. I will probably not interrupt them, because the point of the whole thing is to see what the – and he says, if you're the moderator and you're attempting to get them to, you know, come back to the subject and stuff like that, you're stopping what they're doing. He says, ask a question and then just let them talk about whatever they want to.
Go have a cigarette.
And then, and then afterward, he says, if they don't stick to the topic, it's not exactly the moderator's fault.
You know, and I think that strategy, would that be your strategy too?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I think that strategy will make for a much more interesting debate, because just when things started to heat up,
they would interrupt. I've never been a moderator in a debate, but I have been on the panel of people that ask them questions for the governor and various other people.
Sure.
And the easiest thing to do was just simply to ask a question and then sit back, because there was no follow-up whatsoever.
Yeah. Yeah. These debates are different.
Yeah, good point.
9:46. 9:51, talking about the debate. We got a couple of phone calls. Let's try to get to them before we get out of here today. Let's go to Mark in Boise. Mark, good morning.
All I can say is, guys, the thought of Gankles the shrill and her predatory husband in the White House just scares the you-know-what out of me.
Well, you're not alone there.
I like Gankles the shrill.
That's to cool. what Savage had to say the next day. And, you know, the bit where she had claimed that he got $14 million from her dad, or his dad, and he says he's got $1 million, it was appalling to me that, as smart as he is, he didn't come back and say, hey, where did you get all your $200 million through your foundation?
He missed a lot of opportunities.
A $10 million penthouse in, I guess, New York, I believe. And where'd she get the money for that? And
books.
You could tell almost everything she said was rehearsed because a couple of her lines, like when she says, I think Donald just criticized me for preparing for this debate, that was used at a time when it wasn't even appropriate to use it.
The earplug deal, guys, by the way, WorldNet Daily had a picture yesterday, I believe it was, on their site, and it showed what looked like a flesh-colored earpiece on her inner left ear. In a side view of her, and it was close enough to where, yeah, you could make out something look like a flesh-colored earpiece in her left ear. But the other thing, too, was the Iran nuclear deal, too, and why he did not hit her on that is, you know, come on. Point out the fact that basically they're given the keys to create nuclear bombs to cause maybe World War III in the Middle East. But I'm thinking some of the stuff you can only do so much in one debate. I'm hoping he saves this for the next debate. And
well,
I'll let
you
guys go and have a good day.
Thanks, Mark. I'm sure that he's getting advice on what to do. Quickly, let's go to Luther and Chalice. Luther, good morning.
Well, I don't think that Donald won last night. And I was listening to two baseball games and listening to them. And what I could tell was Donald couldn't get up his anger bit because he couldn't model. There were no angry people to model, like a jumping audience or something.
Well, they did that a couple of times.
He's mentally ill. He's on the border of being way out there. He's not acceptable. What is wrong with the Republicans? Go get them, Broncos.
All right, thanks.
Now, mental illness doesn't disqualify you from public office. Clearly.
Yeah.
Curtis of Boise.
We've had a lot of examples of what you're saying.
Oh, I would say that we have, yeah.
Anthony Weiner come to mind?
he didn't, but now he is, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
He doesn't come to mind much because that's been blocked, I think, somehow. Anyway, Curtis of Boise says, I didn't watch the debate because I knew what would happen. I knew what it would be like. Besides, my lawn needed to be mowed.
See, at least he got some exercise.
Well, and priorities. I can understand that.
I like that, too.
You'd rather watch the debate, or you'd rather mow your lawn than watch the debate.
That's something right there.
It's like I said, when you asked me, was I going to watch Monday Night Football or the debate, I said, I feel an obligation to watch the debate. But to be perfectly honest, I'd probably rather stick needles in my eyes.
Well, I ended up.
Or jump into a pool filled with double-edged razor blades.
I kind of had the Cubs game up and
was watching
that a little bit.
H.G. McCall says, let's see, instead of deciding the election on the issues, we will make a decision on how we feel about offhand remarks and nitpick personal details
anywhere
from yesterday to the day they were born. I wonder what their first words were as babies. You bring up an interesting point.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons I'm so turned off by this whole election.
What percentage of people do you think vote based on I like him, I don't like her, or vice versa, as opposed to the issues?
Oh, a bunch. A bunch. Then nobody talks about the issues.
Yeah.
All we're talking about is he a birther?
I don't know.
Where are your tax returns? Where are your emails? Something to think about.